Every Tuesday, we love to find out what's doing around the game they play in heaven, rugby union. And Mr. Rugby himself joins us as always. Wixie, how's it going?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody.
Mate, what's the latest word on local rugby?
Yeah, some fantastic news because we've got 13s, 15s and 17s getting stuck into it when it comes to Ridgos for the ladies in the Newcastle Hunter competition. Of course, you can go through maitlandrugbyclub.com.au for the girls. We've got the Facebook details and all that sort of thing with the trainings of Marcellin. Also, of course, in Sigonan, we've got the girls going there, 13s, 15s and 17s. If you want to find out more, get in touch with Matt Merrick. His number is 0450 606 351. Of course, the sevens competition for the summer competition with the ladies starts on Friday the 5th of February, so just be ready for that as you get our girls into playing a little bit of junior rugby. We'll get our teeth into all the representative stuff in the fullness of time as well. As we said to you a couple of weeks ago, we've got some fun when it comes to country championships, and certainly Central North will be getting stuck into that in the fullness of time. Crendale, of course, the Lions have their trainings on the first day, the 21st of this month, and that'll be at Rugby Park in Crendale. You can find it more through crendalerugby.com.au.
Okay, and Rugby Australia have appointed their new CEO.
The guy who's now going to run it is going to be Andy Marinos. Andy, of course, was the boss of Sandspar. But, Andy, of course, had a bit of time at the Canterbury Royals as a player, played for the Western Stormers in Super Rugby, but played 8 or 9 test matches for the Welsh. But he's been at Sandspar for 20 years, so hopefully we'll get to talk to Andy in the fullness of time. But we wish him all the best. Great challenges as Rob Clark moves on to his boat in Tunisia in about 3 weeks' time.
Now, the big news for rugby is that it's coming to Stan for the streaming services, which means a whole new rugby commentary team. Who are we going to be listening to when we're watching the rugby in 2021?
Yeah, it looks like Drew Mitchell will be part of it, but also, of course, we've got Nick McArdle who'll be hosting. He was at Fox. And also we've got Sean Maloney and Andrew Swain will be doing the commentary. I think for what it isn't worth, I think Karina Rountree, who does Getaway, should be actually doing the hosting. She's a great rugby fan. She knows heaps and heaps about the game. Her only weakness, of course, is she was sitting on the sidelines for 30 years with her father as a Sydney University fan. But we can all make mistakes. We're all not perfect. But she won't be doing much this year because Getaway won't be going around the world. But surely they can find, no offence to Nick. Nick was solid enough at Fox Sports, but yeah, Katrina is much more in line with the rugby community, with the audience, and just one of those things where it'll be a five or ten minute introduction to most of the games. And, of course, they all start on February the 19th. But, yeah, surely we can get Katrina Rountree there doing the hosting, and Nick might be able to sit on the sideline. But we'll find out more about that in the fullness of time. But, yeah, it's less than a month now until we see the kickoff of Super Rugby. And we've got something exciting coming up to tell you a little bit about that in the lead up to that as well.
All right, and last but not least, we mentioned Super Rugby starting again. How do we get a hold of tickets for the trial there, mate?
Finally, of course, you can go through blueboards.com.au. If you guarantee yourself tickets, become a member of the Santos Narrabri Blue Boars. The deal is that you can get into the club, all that sort of thing. Now, how it's going to work is this bit. There's going to be a link that's going to be on waratahs.com.au in the next 2 weeks, because it has to be, because the game is in just on 3 weeks' time. But yeah. Tickets are for free. There'll be a limit of 3,000. You'll need a licence. And I would say anybody south of Maitland may be in a bit of trouble getting in. But, as I said before, you go through blueboars.com.au. That's the Santos Narrabri Blue Boars website. They'll have all the details there of how you can do it, so you can become a member. Or you can go through the link that New South Wales Rugby will provide in the fullness of time. Part of it, Thursday afternoon, will be a coaching clinic with more of the Australian Sevens team. Friday will be the day of the game, so what we've got is a great big festivus of 3 or 4 games there with the sevens trials for the Australian men's teams for the Olympics in Tokyo later this year. So there'll be a New South Wales, Queensland and an Australian Pacific Islands team taking on the Australian sevens. So the likes of Lewis Holland, Jesse Parahai, Nick Maloof and also Big Lockie Anderson. Then, of course, we've got the game, which kicks off at 8 o'clock on Friday the 5th of February. And then before that, there'll be a band. And afterwards, Thirsty Merc will be playing for about 40 minutes. So
awesome.
That'll be quite a good bit of fun. And then on Saturday the 6th of February, there'll be continuous trials there of the sevens and a lot of local sevens rugby as well. So COVID has put a bit of a hole in it, but now things are starting to settle down here, which is good to see. So by the time we get to next week, we'll be able to give you more details. But blueboars.com.au is where all the details is if you want to get tickets. And we'll see how we go from there. Waratahs.com.au is a place to have a look at it as well. And they'll get themselves sorted out. Sad to see the Barrel won't have their trial match on the 30th.
Yeah.
But we're going to reveal to you exclusively that the Brumbies will be playing another Super Rugby team out of Australia, not the Reds or the Waratahs. But they'll be playing them in Queanbeyan, and that'll be announced sometime later this week on Brumbies.com.au.
Oh, looking forward to finding out more about the world of rugby next Tuesday when Wixie joins us again. Thanks, mate.
No problems.